KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a cloudy sky. It's 63 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly to mostly cloudy today and windy, with a chance for scattered light rain or drizzle. We've already reached our predicted high of 64 degrees, and that was a 24-hour high, so just before 7 a.m. Right now we're at 63, as I mentioned, and there is a wind advisory in effect from 3 p.m. today until 3 a.m. on Tuesday for Cass, Crawford, Carroll, Ottoman, Guthrie, and Dallas counties, and from 11 a.m. today until 8 p.m. for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties. Sustained winds of up to 30 to 40 miles per hour with gusts up to 50 can be expected. Winds will diminish slightly toward daybreak, but then remain fairly strong with gusts to around 40 into Tuesday, and that may result in hazardous travel, especially for high-profile vehicles. Make sure you have any lightweight, unsecured objects secured, because they will otherwise blow around, and make sure to keep an eye on your holiday decorations. In the news, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Police in Council Bluffs report one person was injured during a rollover accident at around 4:15 a.m. today. Officers are responding to the 7-mile marker of Interstate 80, located a 1998 Ford Escort that had been traveling westbound when the driver lost control and the vehicle went off the roadway before rolling numerous times. The driver was able to crawl out of the vehicle prior to officers' arrival. The unidentified man suffered non-life-threatening injuries and was transported to the Nebraska Medical Center by a rescue squad. The crash is currently under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Special Operations Traffic Unit. Anyone with information about the crash is asked to call 712-328-4948. Montgomery County Sheriff's officials report a Nebraska man was arrested Sunday night for possession of drug paraphernalia. 25-year-old Tariq Dupree Thomas of Omaha was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. A traffic stop Sunday morning in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a man for OWI first offense. 29-year-old Austin James Dyson of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 1:15 a.m. Sunday near the intersection of Broadway and Corning Streets in Red Oak. His bond was set at $1,000. A traffic stop Saturday morning in Red Oak turned into a brief pursuit. It resulted in the arrest at around 9:05 a.m. of Sonia Gail Smith of Red Oak. Police officer Derek Walter initiated a traffic stop for a violation at 8th and Reed Streets. A records check determined Smith was driving with a suspended license. The sheriff's office said that as Smith became upset and took off in her vehicle before the traffic stop was completed, the officer followed her in his marked patrol car with lights and siren activated. Smith stopped her vehicle and made it to her residence in the 400 block of Tell Street. She was arrested for eluding, interference with official acts, and driving under suspension. Smith was being held in Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on $1,000 bond. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater late Sunday night released his weekly arrest and activity report. In it, he mentioned 23-year-old Alex Lee Buckner of Adair was arrested November 29th in Adair on warrants out of Adair County for possession of a controlled substance marijuana first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Buckner was also arrested on a felony warrant out of Pottawatomie County for burglary in the third degree. He was later released on bond amounting to $6,000. And a 23-year-old Todd Michael Murray of Creston was arrested November 28th in Adair County by the Iowa State Patrol. Murray was charged with reckless driving and driving under suspension. He was later released on $600 bond. Elsewhere in state news, authorities are investigating the death of a 4-year-old child in western Iowa. KCCI reports the death occurred Friday in Carroll after police there received a report around 7 a.m. of a child not breathing. The Carroll police chief says officers arrived at the home and found 4-year-old Morris Warwick unresponsive. He was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. Warwick calls the death a suspicious one, and police are currently investigating. The boy's uncle, Michael Warwick, said the boy's mother was at work when the child was found unresponsive. The uncle says a family member called 911. He says the boy's father drove in from Nebraska upon learning of the incident. No arrests have been announced or any other information released. And a Fremont County investigation took place in November with regard to the sale of illegal firearms, resulted in the arrest Saturday morning of a man, 34-year-old Tori Hanica, on a valid warrant for felon in possession of a firearm. Hanica was being held in the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center without bond. Sheriff's deputies were assisted by personnel at the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement. The investigation is ongoing, and Sheriff Kevin Astrup expects additional arrests to be produced at the conclusion of the investigation. In the funeral announcements, Patsy Ann Newsom, age 50, of Avoca, died November 23rd in an automobile accident near Harlan. Graveside services for Patsy Newsom will be today at 11 o'clock in the Jacksonville Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Kathy A. Hansen, age 53, of Audubon, died Friday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Kathy Hansen will be today at 2 o'clock at Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Joseph Vogel, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A massive Christian burial for Joseph Vogel will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church at Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Lester Harold Carper, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Thursday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Graveside services for Lester Carper will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the East Lynn Cemetery near Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Alden Kruger, age 87, of Hancock, died Friday. Memorial services for Alden Kruger will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. That's a check of the news this hour, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.